This is Warrior Sound Live.
Here comes Curry. Step back off the dribble three. Are you kidding me?
Here's Lawrence Scott.
Hey, thank you. I'm joined by Warriors broadcaster Tim Roy and Jeff Adiego, the Senior Director of Youth Basketball for the Warriors, to talk about camps, the Warriors Basketball Academy, and much more. As our organization, always looking to innovate and meet challenges head on, brings us to a question from the very top. Jeff, how are you, and how have things adapted as you hold virtual camps?
I'm doing well, and as you can imagine, this summer has been a very different summer for us. You know, typically, most summers, that's our busy season of the year, and we're, you know, on the court, four different camps a week, up to maybe 600 kids per week. This year, it's been slightly different. We're still engaging with our campers and still providing them with some things they can do at home, but we're connecting with them virtual, which is a new experience for us, but so far it's been going really well.
Jeff, talk about the virtual camp, and is it kind of opening doors? I know you had a kid from Iceland who signed up, and that had to be very exciting and just an amazing thing. But it's kind of opened your eyes maybe to a different way to teach kids how to play.
I think so. I mean, nothing will ever replace being able to get on the court with kids and teach them in person. But I think what we've kind of explored and what we found is this new way and something that can be done in combination, you know, once we get to our new normal with traditional teaching of the game. And you know, how we kind of kicked this off was it initially, the idea sparked when we started our Instagram Live workouts, and you know, hundreds of our campers were tuning into each one of those workouts, and they were seeing our coaches on screen and trying to emulate them and trying to do things the right way. The one piece we noticed that was missing was our ability to see those campers and provide feedback to them. So that's what kind of the camp, virtual camp idea kind of morphed into, and we started creating what those sessions might look like. Right now, they're five-day sessions that are, you know, 75 minutes each day. Each camper is paired up with a coach, and that coach may have, you know, 8 to 10 campers on screen with them. They're able to really engage with those kids, call them by name, you know, point out things they may be doing wrong, you know, keeping that elbow tucked in, whatever it might be. And what we really saw that was kind of cool was, you know, in traditional summers, you know, we always get kids that are traveling and come from different parts of the United States and even international, but with this virtual camp, you can really sign up no matter where you live at any point in time. So I think in our first 4 weeks of virtual camp, we had kids from 23 different states, and we had kids from 6 different countries. And you mentioned that kid from Iceland, and it was just a unique experience to have him on screen. He was our first international camper. So each of our at-home campers, they receive a kit in the mail a few days prior to the start of their session. So being that he was our first international, we threw in an autographed Stephen Curry hat in his at-home kit. And when he opened it up, we got a great reaction out of him, and his mom was able to record it and send it to us. So it was neat to see something like that happen, you know, on the other side of the planet.
You know, Jeff, it's really cool that there are some personal touches to this, as you're explaining. When it comes to the instruction, what are some of the things that maybe this situation helps campers be able to drill down into and really focus on?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the problems in the youth basketball landscape right now, and you know, it's been building over the years, is kids play a ton of games, and they kind of get away from that skill development piece that, you know, a lot of players in the NBA now, you know, were able to do when they were younger, because the landscape wasn't quite the same. You know, kids these days, you know, prior to the pandemic, you know, we're traveling all over the state, even out of state, spending time, you know, playing 5 games per weekend, whatever it might be. And who was really spending that time in the gym working on their skills, getting better? What this situation has forced us to do is, you know, we can't play games right now. We can't go and travel right now. So we have to kind of just stay at home, work on our game, work on those, you know, drills and skills that are specific to our individual improvement. And I think that's really been the focus, you know, with our virtual camps and with kind of the setting that everyone's in right now, is getting back to basics, getting back to fundamentals. And I'm anxious to see, you know, once we are able to resume games and things like that, I think you'll really be able to tell the difference on the kids that were taking it seriously and using this time to improve themselves individually, and those that were just kind of, you know, maybe on TikTok or YouTube a little bit too much and playing too many video games instead.
Jeff, I applaud you for that, because it's one thing to play, and kids will get better by playing, but they get a lot better if they're playing it the right way. And I think that this kind of instruction is going to benefit the kids, even though they want to go out and just, you know, put up shots. I'm going to ask you a long-term question, because when I heard you were doing this, it sparked some, and especially since you had someone from overseas. Has there been any talk with you and your staff about maybe down the road some way setting up a Warriors camp, say, for maybe for kids in Mexico or for kids in another country overseas or for Europe or Asia, where maybe you have staffers that are fluent in language and can do a virtual camp, maybe have a player come by on a couple of the days, and to give kids maybe a Warriors experience that otherwise they may not get to have?
Great question, Tim. And we actually have a number of international groups that we've worked with in the past that have come over here and brought kids to the Bay Area for maybe a week in the summer or a week in the winter, and spent time on the court with our staff and have gotten to know us. And those same folks have reached out to us to see if we could provide something like this for them virtually in this time. We haven't set up any of those as of yet, but we've had discussions with a handful of groups about doing this. And, you know, it's a really neat thing for us. And I think part of the challenge right now is kind of figuring out the time change and things like that. You know, if they're 9 hours ahead of us or whatever it might be to make sure it fits everybody's schedule. But a lot of those groups that have come over, you know, a lot of those kids, you know, their English is fantastic. They understand our coaches. You know, there's a lot of teaching that goes on in basketball that's without words, that's visual. And you know, to be able to see our coaches on screen and also hear their instruction, I think will make for a very, you know, positive teaching environment. And we're looking forward to kicking off our first one of those. I think the group that's been the most serious about it is a group we've worked with from Singapore. So we're hoping to get something going with them fairly soon.
Jeff Adiego, the Senior Director of Youth Basketball for the Warriors, joining us. And when you think about the advancements in technology and what's available now, I'm sure you and your team have thought about, hey, one day this may be done with virtual reality, not just virtual camps, but goggles and this sort of thing. What are some of the things you guys have dreamed up now that you've refocused on how technology can be part of this instruction?
Well, we haven't gotten that far down the path yet, but I do love the concept. You know, one of the things that we've done, and I think I've spoke to both of you about this as we were installing this in the Oakland facility, is, you know, obviously with the team moving to San Francisco and the new practice facility being built at Chase Center, and our staff took over the building in Oakland, we installed some performance technology in that facility that's able to provide participants, once we can have them again, with, you know, real-time feedback, real-time metrics on their workout. So we have shooting cages and we have skill cages. You know, those shooting cages, you can, you know, jump in and do a variety of different drills and competitions. And as you go through that workout, you're getting audible feedback. You're also getting visual feedback on a screen on the arc of your shot, the depth of your shot, your left-right differential. You're seeing your makes and misses. You're getting a real-time shot chart on the screen as you go through your workout. And you can see, you know, your percentages and your statistics grow over time, workout by workout and month by month, and really see how you're developing as a shooter over the course of that time frame. And then on the passing and ball handling side, we have passing cages and ball handling cages where you can really hone in on those, you know, guard skills and decision making, and it's giving you the accuracy of your passes. It's giving you some timing milestones to kind of shoot for and things like that. So it's really going to be a unique experience for our participants once they are able to come in and do these workouts. All these statistics, not only are they getting them, you know, visually in the workout, but then once they leave the gym, they're going to have an app where they can look at their statistics from that workout and see how they did that day and see how that workout compares to their workout from the week before. So we're really excited about that, and really excited to have our campers experience Shoot 360 at our facility.
Jeff, you mentioned shooting and ball handling, and the first thing I thought of was Stephen Curry. And I think when Steph was drafted, you know, you guys might have had maybe 15 summer camps, somewhere in that range. But I'm curious, because I have a theory about this, but I want to hear it from you, because you see kids all the time, and your staffers, who are great, by the way, they see kids all the time. How has Steph changed the way kids approach the game, and has he had the kind of impact that I suspect?
The quick answer is yes, he has. Obviously, Steph has had a huge impact on youth basketball as a whole. You know, I think the biggest thing that he's done is kind of given every kid that hope that, you know, hey, I don't have to be 7 feet tall. I don't have to be this physical specimen to play in the NBA. You know, through hard work, through dedication, look at somebody like Stephen Curry and look at what he's been able to accomplish. You know, obviously, you know, they may not understand, you know, at first glimpse, just the time and effort and work that Steph has put in to become the player that he has. But I think he's kind of knocked down any barriers that those kids might have had of being, you know, the greatest basketball player they could possibly be. You know, some people say that maybe Steph has had a negative influence and kids are jacking up too many 3-point shots and things like that. I disagree with that wholeheartedly. I think the positive impact he has across, you know, the globe in terms of kids loving this game and, you know, not being turned away from it, you know, because they don't think they're going to, you know, turn out to be somebody like LeBron or Kevin Durant or whatever. I think he gives them hope and to be the best player that they can be. So he's had a great influence.
You know, in line with that, Jeff, for the decades that this has taken place where youth basketball camps are part of the Warriors organization and making it a part of the community, there has to have been some point at which you've seen an acceleration in just the way that training is done and kids are accepting this kind of information and this kind of learning in a summer environment or even in season. How has training for youth players advanced over the past 10, 15 years?
Yeah, it's changed quite a bit. You know, when we first started our camps, you know, 20 plus years ago, you know, you played on your school team during the school year. You might have played AAU in the summer. You know, you may have went to a couple camps during the summer, and that was really it. And what we've seen is, you know, kids are specializing at an earlier age, which I'm not quite sure is a good thing. But, you know, you're seeing kids now that are 9, 10 years old that are doing private training on the side. They play on 3 or 4 different teams. They're playing the game year-round. And while some of that is good, I think, you know, there is, you know, the risk of burnout for young kids. And I think parents need to understand that too. And I think, you know, for kids, I think it's important to be multi-sport athletes. You know, if you look at guys that played in the NBA, you know, now and even in previous years, any of those guys that played multiple sports will always tell you what a great experience that was for them. You know, they may have been the star on their basketball team, but maybe they were on their baseball team too, and they weren't the best player on that team. And they learned by not being the best player on that particular team, how to support their teammates, how to encourage each other, how to fill that role. And I think that has helped them become, you know, better at the game that they were, you know, a little bit more drawn to and came a little bit more naturally to them. So I think, you know, there's benefits to playing multiple sports, and what I try to encourage, you know, all the kids that we come in contact with and all the parents that we, you know, engage in conversations with is to keep their kids in as many different sports as possible for as long as they can. There will come a time and a place where they do need to specialize, but don't burn them out too quickly. You don't want your kid, you know, who you think could have a future in basketball to be, you know, come age 12, just tired of playing the game and playing it for the wrong reasons. You want them to play it because they love the game and have them develop that love and having them experience other sports so they can see what they truly have passion for, I think is a big key there. So that's something we encourage for sure.
Jeff, when you first started this, and I think we all kind of fall in love with the game for different reasons. I fell in love with it because not being a very good player in high school, but I could have an impact with a 5-man group, you know, and help my team. And so when you, as you came out of your playing days, you know, give us a little background. How did you get into this and why did you get into this?
Well, I'm going to go back all the way to when I was a kid. So the unique thing for me was, you know, at the age of, I think it was probably 4th grade, I was maybe, you know, 9 or 10 years old. I played my first CYO basketball game, and that instant I knew that basketball is what I wanted to play. You know, I played soccer, I played baseball. I had older brothers and always kind of tagged along and did things with them. But at that moment, I realized just how much I love basketball. And so from that point on, I kind of, you know, just stuck with basketball. I still played the other sports, but I, you know, put the bulk of my time into basketball. You know, kind of fell in love with the Warriors at that point too. And those were kind of the heyday of those Run TMC years and Chris Mullin used to offer a summer basketball camp. So I would go to Chris Mullin camp as a kid and, you know, go to St. Mary's College and the various, you know, local camps and things like that. And just love that experience and what it did for me and, you know, new friends that I made and, you know, other kids that loved the game just like I did. And, you know, I always thought, you know, once my playing days were done, you know, whether I wanted to coach or whatever, just to be able to provide those types of experiences for kids and allow them to fall in love with the game. So, you know, after playing in high school and playing in college, you know, I ended up working a ton of basketball camps when I was in college during the summertime. You know, it's a great summer job for a collegiate basketball player, just to have a ball in their hands and be able to teach the game. And kind of the thought process I had during college was, you know, once I'm done, I'd love to be able to run my own basketball camps. And so my final year at San Francisco State, I did an internship with the Warriors. And within about a year of that internship starting, Otis Smith came back on board, former player, and wanted to get some youth basketball programs going with the Warriors again. And I was just kind of in the right place at the right time. And Otis knew, you know, my playing experience as well as, you know, my camp experience and thought it was a good fit. And, you know, what was kind of great was Otis kind of handed me the keys of the car. He said, "Hey, I'm here if you need me, but you know, this is your program. You get it going, you do the staffing, you create the schedule. I'll jump in as a guest speaker when you need me, but here you go." And we kicked off those camps that summer of 2000 at the Oakland practice facility. And here we are now, 21 years later, and it's grown to be the largest basketball camp program in the NBA. We've seen kids go on to play collegiately. We've seen a handful of guys go on to play in the NBA. We have a current Warrior right now that's a former camper of ours. So a tremendous sense of pride, you know, for me and for our staff. And it's just been, you know, quite a journey for us over the last 21 plus years.
Well, you speak specifically of Juan Toscano-Anderson, and we've known the stories of Tyler Johnson and a letter that he wrote to be a part of the camp, and Will Cherry, a camper, then counselor, then making his way into college basketball and professional basketball. Some of the, not just success stories, but some of the ways that folks in the larger NBA community have embraced Warriors basketball camps. What comes to mind is like some of those success stories for help you've gotten along the way that Otis may have put into motion, but others have helped pick up the stick. What are some of those things?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, been rewarding for us. You know, I think the first thing that comes to mind is just the involvement we've had with our own players. And you know, I think the biggest impact that any player, you know, from our roster has had on our camps has been Stephen Curry. You know, when he was a rookie, he made his first camp appearance. And shortly after that, you know, before he was an all-star, before he had played in a playoff game, you know, we started doing his overnight camp and did that for a number of years down in the Pebble Beach area and took that camp to Hawaii. And Steph's willingness to be a part of what we were doing, you know, obviously, you know, he wasn't doing it for money or any other reason. He was doing it because he found it was an environment where he could best connect with some of his biggest fans. And we could put him in a situation where all he had to do was show up and be himself, and he would have a blast doing it, and everyone that was in the building would have a life-changing experience. So, you know, a lot of that started with Steph, but, you know, throughout the years, just the tremendous involvement we've had from a variety of the guys, from Chris Mullin to Jason Richardson to, you know, Zaza Pachulia, Sean Livingston, you know, the list goes on and on and on. And, you know, even as things change in the NBA and guys move on to other teams and coaches move on to other teams, it's kind of neat to look back and, you know, almost every roster in the NBA has had somebody that's made an appearance at a Warriors camp, whether it be a player or one of their coaches or something like that. And it's kind of neat for me to see. And then obviously, you know, you talked about our success stories with Juan and with Will and with Tyler, to see those guys have that type of success. And, you know, even to a lesser extent, you know, a lot of the campers that we had in those early years are now our staff members now. So I would say a third of the 140 coaches that work for us over the course of a given year were once campers at Warriors basketball camp. So they saw the impact that the camp had on them as youngsters, and now they want to be a part of that next batch of coaches that can allow the game to have that same type of impact on this next group of kids that are coming through the door. So those are the things that make me feel the most proud and that I get the most enjoyment out of.
Well, Jeff, it's great that you're doing all these virtual camps for kids. I'm sure I know their parents are very grateful. And as hopefully, you know, the pandemic will can get down to a level which we can all kind of handle. Hopefully that happens sooner than later. As I wrap my end of this up, I just wanted to check in on you and yours. Everyone's okay. And other than virtual camps, you know, what are the Adiegos doing to spend their time?
Yeah, we're doing okay. You know, I have a 15-year-old son and a 12-year-old daughter. Biggest accomplishment for my son was last week. He passed his test for his driver's permit. So that's a new journey that we're going on right now. And we're all a little anxious about that one. My daughter's the athlete in the family. So she's anxious to get back out on the court, but she's been doing the Instagram live workouts with our staff and trying to do her best to stay in shape while we're kind of away from her team and her teammates. But you know, for the most part, we're hanging in there just like everybody. And we're hoping it gets to a point where things are a little bit more manageable and we can start to socialize and do those things again, but we're making the best out of the situation.
Jeff, as always, thank you so much for taking the time with us, sharing all of the stories and how you and your group are being innovative with the Warriors Basketball Academy and all of the efforts to hold camps in new and exciting ways that will help push things forward. Jeff Adiego, Senior Director of Youth Basketball for the Warriors, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Has been Warriors Sound Live.
Right side three. Got it!